U.S. Lam recently regained access to Japan after a nearly 15-year absence. The U.S. Meat Export Federation just completed its first major promotion for U.S. Lam, an educational seminar and tasting event in Tokyo. Greg Ahart, Vice President of Sales for Superior Farms, participated in the event, and he has more details in this USMEF report.
Turnout at the seminar was extremely impressive. The enthusiasm was even more so. After a 15-year absence, the amount of excitement and interest present in the room, both from the educational side of it, as well as the presentation of the products and the tasting, it was truly something to be part of. I was completely blown away by the volume and genuineness of the interest that was being expressed. The credibility that U.S. pork and U.S. beef has in this marketplace is really beneficial as we look at reintroducing lamb. And some of the more senior meat people have experience with lamb from pre-15 years ago when it was removed from this marketplace. But for the younger crowd that was there that don't have that historical knowledge, just the overall credibility that the other two high-quality proteins bring really helps with the perception of quality in the American product.
In addition to lamb cuts targeted for fine dining, Ahart feels other U.S. lamb cuts could gain traction with Japanese consumers.
Touring the retail landscape, there's a lot of items that are more consumer-friendly than I anticipated, or they're more consumer-ready. So I really think as we as an industry push towards making lamb easier for the consumer, making it so that there's less of a hurdle of knowledge and experience with it, I do think there's some applicability for those items here as well. Items like lamb shanks, Denver ribs, there's some items like that that really will have some applicability and interest here as we build on the enthusiasm from the seminar.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.